Welcome to the Ranking Revolution podcast, your go-to source for strategies and ideas for SEO, organic growth, content creation, and online business. I'm Doug Cunnington. I'm your host. Today is one of those solo episodes. It's like a little essay or blog post that I've written just for you. This one, well, it sounds dark. The dark side of your greatest strength. Sometimes your greatest strength can be a weakness. We all have several strengths and weaknesses, of course. We see our strengths and we forget that they can take a dark side. So before I get into the details of one of my strengths, think of your top three strengths. Pause, think of them. I'll pretend like I'm pausing here, but you pause if you need to. I'll buy you a minute or two here. Okay. Do you have three of them? Excellent. I'll go over four little parts here. So I'll give you an example from one of my favorite TV shows. Number two, I'll go through a strength and why it's been very helpful for me working for myself and even professionally. I'll let you know why my strength can be a weakness and some specific examples. And four, lastly, what you can do to help prevent or at least reduce the chances of your strength becoming a negative and becoming a weakness, biting you in the ass here. Okay, the first thing is an example from The Office, the TV show, the US version. This is a little bit of a detour. It's one of my favorite shows. I think I've watched it like three times through all the way. And if you're unfamiliar, this won't land as well, but I think a lot of people watch this show. So Michael Scott is the well-meaning but clueless manager from The Office. His greatest strength is his deep desire to be liked and to create a family-like atmosphere at work. Seems mostly good most of the time. However, this trait becomes his downfall, leading to inappropriate jokes, misguided attempts at bonding, and ultimately a less than professional work environment. He created the Dundies. That's an award ceremony. The company was Dunder Mifflin, so Dundies is kind of a funny take on it. And he intended to boost morale with the Dundies, but it often highlights his complete lack of awareness and lack of sensitivity. So Michael gives the Spicy Curry Award to Kelly, who is Indian, and that's a stereotypical and culturally insensitive joke based on her Indian heritage. The incident reflects Michael's attempt to be humorous and inclusive, but actually shows his ignorance and insensitivity. Super uncomfortable. There are many other jokes from the Dundies that are even more inappropriate. So this is an example where we can illustrate the fine line with trying to connect with the employees personally and then accidentally being very offensive, and it highlights the weakness in what Michael perceives as his strength. Let's talk about me, my favorite subject here. One of my strengths is that, I'm trying to figure out a better way to put this, but it really captures the essence of this strength, to phrase it this way. So I don't give a fuck what other people think. It serves me really well since 2015 when I became self-employed after being laid off from my corporate job. I'll go through some of the major benefits about this trait, being self-employed. So the thing is, I spend about half my time or more as a content creator and marketer. So not giving a fuck about all the noisy YouTube comments and opinions really helps. If I took every comment seriously, then I might make bad decisions based on some unbalanced person who's a little bit hangry. Hungry and angry, of course. More so, it just keeps me sane. Some people get their feelings hurt by commenters or just random folks on the internet, and it might bring them down for days. I've actually had friends who get a little depressed when they deal with this. For me, I might not even see the comment. That's how much I don't even check. A quick sidebar, I do read a lot, maybe even most of the comments, just in case there's a nugget of wisdom. Even if it's negative, even if it's harsh, I will take the feedback because I can reframe it as constructive criticism. So I say that, but I want to improve. So occasionally I do take a look. So not giving a fuck also helps me in actually creating the content. For years, I did not feel the need to cater to the audience, although I love you guys and gals. And I also don't cater to the algorithms. And if you think I'm being hyperbolic here, you can look at my main channel over at Doug Cunnington on YouTube, and you can see for a few years, I published smaller, shorter videos. And then at some point, I decided I'm just going to publish long form interviews, which tend to not perform very well on YouTube, at least for me. And that's been fine. So I was like, I'm not going to cater to the algorithm because that'll force me to burn out. So sure, occasionally I do create content for both the audience or the algorithm, but I don't feel obligated to do it. I just do it occasionally kind of to see if I can. So it's more of like, hey, do I have the skills to do this? I say I have the skills, can I actually do it? And I test it out to see. Okay, so I have clearly established the positive part of the strength. Here are a few of the downsides of not giving a fuck. Number one, at my old job, I really didn't care that much. And this was my old real deal management consulting job. It was a good gig and people take it very seriously. They are professionals out there. But I really didn't care that much. And unfortunately, it kind of came through, probably leading to my layoff. Number two, if I got another job like these days, I would need a serious attitude adjustment, or at least a job that sees not giving a fuck as an asset, which if you're an employee, it usually doesn't play that well. So luckily, I don't plan on having another job working for someone else, period. Hard end of sentence there. Number three, currently I can run ads for some companies. I don't have any exclusive deals or anything, but occasionally I do run these ads. The thing is, because I don't care that much, I've said some negative things about companies or products or services based on what I've seen. And it's very honest. And of course, that does bring credibility, but it can impact revenue. And I think a lot of creators on YouTube, they end up in a place where they're in the back pocket of too many companies and it's their livelihood. And then they censor themselves, whether it's intentionally or not. But this really gives me a lot of credibility. And I think it makes it more authentic. And just overall, honestly, it's easier to do because I don't have to tread lightly. I'm not like a bull in a china shop, but I don't feel the need to censor what I'm saying. Number four, that covers the major professional implications, but on a personal level, this can get in the way. So generally, I'm pretty nice and I'm pretty generous, especially with my immediate family and my wife and my friends. But I think I might get some friction with secondary level relationships. So keep this between us. But if my in-laws had some strong opinions that I didn't agree with, I might shrug it off and we'll leave it at that. But I think you get the point. You know, my friends, my immediate family, my wife, Georgie, that like those are like the core pieces here. But it can present some problems if I'm like, I don't care. People don't really want to hear that. So to wrap all this up, it's about finding the sweet spot and being self-aware. So like I said, I don't give a fuck, but I am self-aware that that doesn't land well in certain environments. So sometimes I have to keep it internal. The takeaway for you is to keep an eye on your strengths. I mean, it's very valuable to understand your strengths, to go hard on those strengths, lean into it, even exploit those strengths. But they probably should have some boundaries and you should be self-aware of those boundaries so that your strengths don't start to work against you. You should be open to feedback, thinking about how your actions impact those around you and being cool with changing things up so that you can ensure your strengths stay your superpowers and not your kryptonite. Full disclosure, I think ChatGPT wrote that last line. That doesn't sound like something I'd say, huh? All right, that wraps up this solo episode. Please let me know what you think of these shorter episodes. If you're over on YouTube, leave a comment. You could say, these are great, these suck. I'll probably see it, maybe. I don't know. But the algorithm sees it. I know that for sure. And if you're listening on the audio side, that kicks ass. Make sure you shoot me an email, feedback@rankingrevolution.com, and let me know what you think.